I'm April Cummings with your local news. The Cayman Islands Marketing Professionals Association is preparing for its Level Up Marketing's New Formula Conference and Awards Gala at Hotel Indigo this weekend. The conference on Friday will look at how AI data and storytelling are changing modern marketing with presenters from the Department of Tourism, government communications, and international agencies. On Saturday night, Simple will hand out awards in 10 categories, recognizing campaigns, brands, agencies, and rising stars in Cayman's creative sector.
If you are interested in learning more about the creative industry, if you're a creator yourself, if you're interested in changing careers or learning more about opportunities in Cayman, I think it's a great event, and it's really open to anybody.
Tickets for the conference gala are available online at simpa.ky, where Simpa has also posted the full program and list of speakers. More than 250 nominations have been submitted this year for Proud of Them, and the awards will recognize 110 young people in the Cayman Islands.
And it's overwhelmingly been a very positive response, and that is for youth across the different awarding categories in academics, sports, culture, community service, career, and also business.
Camille Angel and James Miles with the Youth Services Unit tell Radio Cayman the next step is to get follow-up information from the young people themselves. So that means check your email.
It might just go to junk mail because you might not have ever got an email from us. So check your junk mail as well. And if you see the nominations, supply us with the information which completes the nomination process so the selection committee can adjudicate fairly with all the information in front of them.
We also want to encourage nominators who might have nominated some outstanding young people this year. If they are aware of your nomination and you're okay with sharing that with them, go ahead and give them a nudge.
The information is due by midnight this Saturday. For more information, head to youthservices.ky/proudofthem. And a quick note for all you plant lovers. Here's Botanic Park Manager John Lauris.
The Queen Elizabeth II Botanic Park will open at 1 p.m. due to internal contractor works during the morning hours. We look forward to seeing everyone at 1 o'clock and do apologize for any inconvenience caused.
You're encouraged to follow the Queen Elizabeth II Botanic Park on their socials and be sure to get the latest park closure and opening information. That's your local news update at this hour. I'm April Cummings.